I do is just fucking click here. Those are pretty huge.
No, but I mean, like, no, I don't mean percentage of alcohol. I mean, in, like, the least non-alcoholic, like, disease of alcoholism way.
Oh, this bitch is crazy. NFL.
Hello and welcome. Keep me up with the commissioners podcast, week 8, over halfway through the regular season now. Put up or shut up time. I pretty much already have a playoff spot locked up. No big deal. 7-0. In terms of last week's picks, my intern fucked up the notes, so I don't have them written down correctly. So I'm gonna have to go back and re-listen to last week's podcast, and I'll get back to you guys on that one next week. I would just assume that I did better than the other two. So apologies for that. We have special guest Cormac Garvey on the pod.
Hey.
Cormac, how's it going?
I'm good. What's up, gentlemen? Thank you for having me.
Yep. Let it be known that Mitch was cut from this position.
We had you and Mitch lined up, and we cut Mitch.
We're trying to, like, increase the
exclusivity.
Know, yeah, exclusivity of the pod.
To try to get people to want to be on. Neil was like, oh, dude, I'm so busy tonight. I know he's currently playing Warzone.
No, he's actually probably on his Peloton right now. And then he's got to eat Drew's box, and then he's got Peck.
You know what you could do on a Peloton is talk to your boy.
Yeah, you could do that.
Just a quick note. All right, let's get right into it. Big matchup right off the bat. I'm going to call this the best game of the week. Commissioners Coxman 7-0, 7 straight wins versus Phil Rollins Sox. Good time to be on the podcast, Cormac. 4-3, 1-2 in a row after a slow start for you, I would say. I have some tough matchups this week, but my team's relatively healthy. A little worried about Terry McLaurin. He's a little banged up. That's okay. I haven't had a full roster, I feel like, in a while, and my team has been absolutely putting up numbers regardless. Cormac starting Tua, worked out for you last week. He's playing Buffalo this week, so I don't anticipate that to work out again. Really, just on that fact alone, I'm going to go with myself here. Cormac will do you last. Let's go to Frankie.
Yeah, well, I'm going to assume Cormac's going to be picking up someone else, unless maybe Deshaun Watson's starting. Not sure.
I do have a waiver claim in for somebody. Probably should have practiced that, but I wanted to hear what Butch had to say first.
Okay. No, let him talk. Don't that
pick,
shit.
I'm going to pick myself for starting.
Let me see here. Matt Stafford against Houston. That could be a good matchup, but they might end up running it a bit. I don't know about Cordell Patterson. Haven't bought in yet. Not gonna buy in
at this point?
Not gonna do it. Not convinced. Dalvin Cook back off a bye.
Dallas, good team.
Dallas is a very good team, and he's got CeeDee Lamb as well. Kyle Pitts. I'll go with Cormac in this one.
Let's go.
Picking against me hasn't worked out yet, so we'll see.
Hey, it's got to work sometime.
Does it? I don't know. Maybe I'll go undefeated all the way through. What team went undefeated and they pop champagne whenever the team loses first? Is it the Dolphins?
Yeah, I think it was the Dolphins.
70-something Dolphins. Yeah, that's going to be me this year. All right, Drew.
All right, so this matchup this week, I think is going to be closer than we all think it is.
I think we all think it's going to be close. Cormac's got a good team.
Okay. I feel like we've been cheating on Cormac like this whole year.
Well, he's lost more than
he did start pretty slow, I feel like.
It has been a down year for Phil Rollins socks. It's been cold. He might have put a couple socks on.
I don't think that ever happened. But, I just have always hated your quarterbacks. I want Brendan to lose. I just hope it's not this week because I'm 4-3 as well. I'm going with Brendan in this one.
Love to hear it, Drew. Cormac, what do you got?
So first I will say, like, being 4-3 with my team right now, I can't complain. Like, Dalvin Cook's been hurt for a while, and that was my first pick. I think I had the number two or three pick, and I grabbed him. And he's been hurt, so not having, like, the first player you take is pretty rough. And then I also made a mistake of trying to wait too long to grab a quarterback, and then they all kept getting taken.
I drafted Kenyon Drake in the second round last year.
Yeah, that's tough. But it's like playing the whole waiver game and streaming quarterbacks has not been great. It worked out last week with a good matchup that Tua had, but I do have a waiver claim in this week. I'm obviously going to pick myself. I can't not pick myself. I got CD back on bye. Dalvin Cook's not hurt anymore. AJ Brown is finally getting involved in the offense. Kyle Pitts is the number one offensive weapon in Atlanta.
Yeah. Other than Cordero Patterson.
Calvin Ridley sucks.
Cordero Patterson.
But, I mean, obviously, Butch is a good team. But I think I'm going to win.
I would also like to note Drew has been raising his hand like we're on a video Zoom and you guys can see him. Well, he has something he wants to say. Go for it, Drew.
Dude, waivers are closed, Cormac. What the fuck are you talking about?
No, if someone just dropped a quarterback.
If someone dropped a player, you can't pick him up right away.
This kid's the vice commissioner of the league and he doesn't know.
So we should be able to figure out who he's picking up.
Yeah, good.
Tell you who it's going to be because you can look at it.
Let me know. Is it? It's probably Case Keenum, huh?
It's either Matt Ryan or Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones or who?
Or Matt Ryan.
Not scared of either of them. All right. Next matchup. Glizzy Goblins, Mike, we always talk up his team. He's lost 2 in a row, 3-4 versus Ryan, also 3-4. So good matchup. Important week for them. You lose another one at this point, you're in tough shape. You pretty much have to win out to make the playoffs, I feel like. Patty Mahomes against the Giants. I don't know why there's a questionable next to his name with no news. I'm sure he's going to play. DeAndre Swift has been good. Mikey, I mean, I don't have to say anything else about Mikey's roster. We always love it, and it always is hit or miss. It's all dependent on that Patty Mahomes, Tyreek Hill stack, and they've been as inconsistent as maybe any quarterback wide receiver in the league. Ryan's got a good team. I think he's competitive. He's got Hubbard still. McCaffrey's still out, I imagine, because he's hurt every week. Top to bottom, I like Ryan's team, except Alex Collins at flex. He is playing Jacksonville. You know what? Mikey lost last week. I feel like Mike's team is either the worst team in the league or the best team in the league. So I feel like he's going to bounce back this week. I'm going to pick Mike. Let's go to Drew.
Yeah, I like Mike's team this week too. DeAndre Swift has been absolutely popping. He's looking like a stud out there. Patrick Mahomes is questionable. Has anyone read about him?
Just talked about that.
Okay, sorry, I wasn't listening to you. I was
texting. He often doesn't listen to me. He can't look at his phone and listen at the same time. It's impossible.
Yeah, I like to stay focused on one task at a time, okay. And I'm taking Glizzy Goblins this week, and I like this matchup too. I think we got a bunch of close games this week. I think it's going to be a barn burner.
Cormac?
I'm going to go with Mikey as well. I think the Chiefs can put it together, figure it out against the Giants. DeAndre Swift is very good. I don't like Mike Davis.
Nope.
But with the Tyreek Hill, Patrick Mahomes, stack can be very dangerous. The Jared Cook tight end is, I think that's pretty touchdown dependent for him to be relevant.
100%.
Too many mouths to feed on that offense.
Yep.
Ryan's team is good too.
He has a good roster.
Josh Allen's good. I think Joe Mixon has a very good matchup this week.
Jets, yeah.
And
Hubbard against Atlanta.
Teams tend to get up on the Jets and then they can just run the ball. Mixon might have like 20, 25 carries. Mm-hmm. I think what's going to happen with this game, I think it's going to be very close. And I think it's going to come down to which Vikings receiver gets more points.
Mm. Yeah.
They've kind of been trading this year. Mm-hmm. I thought Thielen was going to have a down on how he finished last season, but I think it's going to go back to Jefferson with Curtis Samuel potentially not playing. And he hasn't really done much this year. I think I'm going to go with Mikey.
Love that. All right, Frank?
Yeah, love that little narrative with the Vikings wide receivers in this matchup.
That's how you podcast right there, Corbin.
That's very nice.
Yeah, take notes, man.
I'm actually going to go with Ryan in this one. I don't think the Chiefs figure it out completely this week. I don't think it could be as bad as last week, but I don't know. It's been worrisome. I think Josh Allen has Ryan's team has a bunch of good matchups. Josh Allen, Joe Mixon, the Rams defense. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I'm going to go with Ryan in this one.
I think this game is so close that someone had to pick Ryan. Like, this is kind of a toss up, honestly.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, I think it's going his way.
Yep. All right. Next game. 3-4 shot in his monster. Got a big win last week to kind of stay in contention. Versus the Denver Dabbers, tough for Matt, 2-5. He's gonna I hate to say must win. I'm gonna say this is a must win. At this point, we have like pretty much 3 or 4 playoff spots locked down. The next two are everyone's hovering around 500, so you can't lose. Once you get that 6th loss, you're pretty much done for Matt. Look at these rosters. Jesse needs to put a running back in for Josh Jacobs and for a tight end for Mark Andrews. Don't love that, seeing as he does have Nick Chubb who's gonna play. That's an easy sub out, and he's better than Jacobs. He doesn't have a tight end. which is not.
Oh, he does have a tight end. Noah Fant in the flex.
Oh, I didn't even look in the flex. Oh my god. Okay, so what he can do is he's gonna put Nick Chubb in at running back, obviously, and he should put Julio Jones at flex if he's playing, which makes his team pretty good, honestly. Eli Mitchell had a good game last week, I believe, right? For San Fran, I think he did. I don't like Tennessee against Indianapolis defense. Ryan Tannehill. Matt's still starting Sam Darnold. Matt's got to figure out his quarterback. And also, at what point do you give up on Miles Sanders?
Never.
Last year.
They're not giving it. They just don't give him the ball.
Shut up, Frankie.
They literally do not give him the ball. But again, Matt, any week could have a 40-point game from Derrick Henry. So that's kind of the wild card. But in my mind, I have to go with Schottness on this one. I just think that's kind of how it's going to go, as long as he makes those subs that I suggested. So, Jesse, I hope you listen. I know you don't. But do that. All right. Drew?
Yeah, so I think that's a great analysis. Matt's team kind of stinks. Matt's team has stinked. He looks
stunk.
At me. Yeah, stunked it. He looks at me every week. He's like, stunk. Bro, what should I do for my fantasy team? I'm like, buddy, we talk, we reach out to you every week. We tell you, look, Sam Darnold fucking sucks ass. Get him out of there. Tell Liam to text me.
I was going to say, at what point I fire Liam as GM?
Liam's got to go. We'll get him on the pod. We're gonna.
We got to get Liam on the pod.
Yeah, we got to get Liam on the pod for a guest pick. I'm going Ryan this week, and he's going to make those switch out. He's attentive. And...
It's Jesse, but the pick.
Yeah.
I almost messed that up, too. The photo is up, Ryan, so it's funny. Okay. That is Josh.
Jesse, yeah. Jesse's gonna...
This is why I mess up my note.
Jesse's going to take this one home. Fuck Matt. I said it.
Wow.
Fuck Matt.
Hard explanation there. Poor Matt.
I think this is going to be Jesse's game. Yeah. If he makes his substitutions, Chubb in at running back. I don't know if he's going to be limited or not. He probably will be.
He's rolling, baby.
And
but Johnson played so well. I don't think they're going to have Chubb coming back from an injury and just give him the ball 25, 30 times.
I've said it before. I've said it again. The Browns have four running backs that would start on multiple teams.
Yeah, I agree. The Browns are loaded at running back.
Yep.
I think if Jesse takes care of his lineup, he's going to win.
That's a big if.
I think
he's not going to listen.
AB's not playing or is doubtful to play. I think that's going to give more targets for Mike Evans. I think Mike Evans has a pretty
three big tubs last week.
Yeah, that was crazy. I think I'm going to have to go with Jesse here. I think Matt's going to have to play Jamal Williams at running back.
Yikes.
And you're between Sam Darnold and Trevor Lawrence at quarterback.
Big yikes.
I'm going to go with Jesse.
Hopefully he doesn't have a waiver claim on the quarterback. You have a waiver claim in on.
Yeah, I mean, I think
I'm assuming he doesn't.
All the players on the waivers aren't very good. I know I'm not playing Tua.
The league is so shallow this year in terms of playable talent. It's outrageous. Frank, what do you think?
Yeah, I think you guys pretty much touched on everything. I'm going to go with Jesse in this one as well. I don't love DK Metcalf with Geno Smith, just like I don't like Tyler Lockett. You fucking hate Tyler Lockett.
Fuck Tyler Lockett.
I'm going to go with Jesse.
Yep, love it. All right, moving on to the next one. We got Frank's matchup. Big dub last week, 5-2 versus Daddy Longlegs. A sneaky 1-6, maybe the best 1-6.
Welcome to the league.
Welcome to the league. I mean, he's got a decent roster. I'm not going to dive too deep into this. I mean, Tom Brady somehow is still doing it every fucking week. Chase Edmonds, hit or miss for you, Frank. Debo and Calvin, pretty good. I mean, Debo, one of the best receivers in the league statistically. This year, I think Alex could always pop with Kyler Murray, but Green Bay is a good team. That's going to be a tough matchup. Tomorrow is going to probably decide it for him. Kyler needs to pop for him. I think he'll do good, but not good enough. Overall, I'm going to go with Frank. So let's go to Cormac.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Frank as well. Brady has been unreal this year. I think he's the first overall quarterback, isn't he?
I think he's on pace to break.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he's the first overall quarterback. He's been left out. Zeke has played a lot better after his first 3 weeks. He was pretty
in the past 2 years.
Tony Pollard was getting a lot of looks. Not that he doesn't instill, but I think Zeke's kind of figuring it out. I think Arizona's going to have to pass the ball a decent amount. Even without Green Bay's missing a lot of receivers, but they are such a good offense that I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. And I think Edmund's going to get a lot of work in the passing game. Debo's been great this year, and Travis Kelce's kind of – it's tough having Gaskin play the flex. He's been the sits on your bench, scores you 20 points, then you plug him in, and then he scores you 3. You take
that,
him up.
That did happen.
20, and put him back in your bench, then yeah. I have him in another league, so I know the pain. But, yeah, I'm going to go with Frank.
All right, Drew?
Okay, yeah. This is a tough matchup to look at. There's a lot of cross-contamination here. You know, we got Tom Brady.
Good analysis.
Yeah, we got Tom Brady going to Godwin. We got Murray going to Edmonds. And obviously Connor, too. I think it's really going to be situational here with this matchup. So I'm going to look at this strictly by the numbers. And obviously my fucking boy, Joe Exotic, I'm going to go with Frank this week. Just because, you know, I love the kid, and Alex said some rude shit to me today, so I'm off it.
Drew, maybe the most in-depth analysis we've ever got.
Yeah. Hey,
probably the best analysis.
Let's just give him a quick round of applause. Nice work. Kid had a couple drinks before dinner. That's the only reason. Frank, let's hear what you got to say about your team.
Love that. Yeah, my team had a good bounce-back week last week after a tough loss. It'll be nice getting Zeke back this week. Debo Samuel's been on fire this year for some reason. Until I know he's questionable, but until he's really out, I got to plug him in and play.
Yeah.
Antonio Brown, doubtful again. Don't love that. So he's sitting on the bench. I think I got a pretty solid shot this week, and Alex's losing streak is going to continue.
You really hate to see it for the guy. Hopefully he doesn't get beat up so bad that he doesn't come back next year. Alex, I'm going to tell you, it's very year-to-year, man. You could be in last place. Drew went from last place, and then he won the league. That was like 2015. It was a while ago. But he did go from worst to first, so it happens. Also, Alex, you won't be last. There's some bad teams in this league. All right. Next matchup, Drew. Big win last week, 4-3 versus anti-vaxxers, 4-3. This also may be the game of the week because Cormac and I'm already locked in the playoffs, so it probably doesn't really matter as much. This is a big game for both of you guys. Mitch took a tough L to Cormac. You really hate to see it, but not at all. You love to see it. Drew's back on the quarterback rotation. Hurts back in against Detroit. Really good call. You got the Jalen Hurts, Kenny Gainwell stack.
That's big
amongst fantasy owners.
That's a stack.
Some are saying that's better than the Mahomes Tyreek stack.
Lately it is. This fucking Uzoma guy in Cincinnati is apparently the best tight end in the league. I don't know what's good with that. He's been snapping, and they're playing the Jets. So the only risk with that is they get ahead 3 tubs to, like, Jamar Chase and A.J. Green, and then they don't throw the ball the rest of the game. So you have some risk with that. Every week Mitch puts up big numbers, but I think he put up, like, 125 in a loss last week. So, Drew, you're going to have to score 130. It comes down to can you score 130? I think you can, but – I don't think you do this week. I'm going to pick Mitch. I don't see him losing again with how his team's been rolling. Frank.
Man, Cooper Kupp can't continue this run, man.
I heard someone called him Vanillatron today.
I hate that.
That's sending bad vibes. I'm going with Drew because I love him. Jalen Hurts has a big game on the ground in Detroit.
Probably. All right. Cormac?
I don't know if you guys have ever watched any Eagles games. I
really try not to.
No.
Jalen Hurts is so frustrating to watch play because he's bad for his team. Like he's not good, especially when you gamble on him.
He's not good when it matters.
Right. But he's very good in fantasy. He's
garbage time, baby.
Irrelevant quarterback.
Yeah.
Aaron Jones is going to get a lot of work.
Oh, yeah.
Thursday, without Adams and without Lazard, they're going to have to throw the ball, especially to Jones. Gainwell, there's no Miles Sanders this week, and Gainwell's been a good fantasy running back.
Oh, Miles Sanders is out?
Yeah, Miles Sanders is out.
Did I pick against whoever was starting Miles Sanders?
I think he's questionable, but I'm pretty sure
they don't give him the ball anyways.
It doesn't matter.
They don't get the ball.
I love you, Drew.
Gainwell's been good with Miles Sanders playing.
Yeah.
So his snap count's going to go up. His target share is going to go up. I think he has a good game. I like DJ Moore, even though I hate Sam Darnold, but he gets the targets, and that's
he gets every target.
Every target.
Volume is what matters in fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
I just beat Mitch last week after he came at me on over text, so that was very, very gratifying. And I think Mitch is on the decline. I know he's got some guys back after the bye, but Uzama's good. I'm not going to tell anyone how to set their lineup, but I sneaky like Zach Ertz and maybe the tight end flex for Drew.
He was talking about that earlier today. He was talking about the tight end flex earlier today. And I also will say there's nothing better than getting a dub against Mitch, because the way Mitch talks shit, he gets under your skin more than anyone. He's so good at that. It makes you legitimately mad. So there's nothing better than beating Mitch in fantasy. That must have been phenomenal.
Also, Mitch tried to offer me some trash trade last week. It was Daniel Jones for Damian Harris. even though I had just dropped Daniel Jones, and I said no, and that's when he sent that text to destroy me. And then this week, Mitch dropped Daniel Jones, and that's my waiver claim is Daniel Jones, who I'm going to pick up for free now and then play. So
unless Liam listens to the pod.
Yeah, that's true. I haven't looked at the waiver claim order, but anyways, yeah, I'm going through.
All right, Drew.
Great. Yo, I loved all that analysis. Frank, I love you. Cormac, can I start Zach Ertz? I don't know. It might be a last time decision. You know, that's my fucking guy. He did a lot for Philly. I forget who was talking trash about Philly, but fuck you for saying that shit.
I mean, they're bad. They're terrible.
Okay. Moving on. I think Hurts is going to pop. I think the big thing here is Joe Burrow needs to throw his touchdowns to Uzama. I think that'll sort of counteract some of those points that he's going to get. And I do think Burrow is going to pop off. So, you know, Mitch has been a hot offense, especially, you know, even last week got a loss, but he has been
big points
rolling. So yeah, I agree with Brendan's comments. I need to score 130, and I don't think I'm going to do it this weekend either. My team's trash. I stink. I probably won't win. I'm going to pick Mitch here just because I'm just generally bad. I don't think I'll win this week. You know, I don't think I've got it in me. So
Drew's very heavy-handed on the reverse jinx this week. Almost so heavy-handed that I think it is not going to work for you.
Go with Mitch.
And I picked Mitch, right? Because if not, I'm changing it. Yeah, I did. Okay. All right. Last matchup, Elijah, Dak and the Ankle Breakers, 1-6, fighting with Alex for last place versus Sean, 5-2. Sean's won 4 in a row. Sean's team's rolling. He's got good players. No Lamar Jackson this week on bye. That's big. That's huge for Elijah. Dak Prescott's banged up. I think he's going to play. I have him in my league. DeAndre Hopkins has been middling this year, very touchdown dependent. Regardless, I mean, Elijah's running backs are despicably bad. It is embarrassing to look at what he's got running back, and it's not his fault. There's literally no one else you could pick up. So I just have to pick Sean just based off strictly. I think James Robinson has another big week. I'm going to go with Sean, not sleeping on Bishop Sycamore anymore. Let's go right over to Francisco.
Yeah, the Buffalo Bills defense is going to score 25 points this week, and that's going to do it. Mm. Sean's got this one in the bag. I can't pick Elijah.
No, and Sean doesn't have a kicker in, but we know Sean will pick up a kicker. He's on his shit. Drew.
Yeah, I'm picking Sean in this one. Elijah, I'm sorry, bro. Your team stinks. Captain Kirk. He's going to captain this team to the win.
All right. Astute commentary. Cormac?
Yeah, I'm going to keep it pretty quick as well. I'm going to go with Sean. Sean's got some good running backs. Jonathan Taylor and James Robinson both have over 20 touches a game. Jamar Chase has been unbelievable. And then Goddard without Ertz and Philly just gets even more targets. Yeah. So
I will say if Elijah and Alex lose this week, or either one of them loses, they have to win out to make the playoffs. So these are big weeks for them. Unfortunately, I don't think it's going to break the right way for either of them, but you never know what's going to happen in fantasy. Closing notes, Cormac, give me a gambling pick this week.
Oh, I haven't even looked at lines. Hold on.
Take a quick look.
Take a quick look. Can you circle back to me?
I don't have any picks. So, Frankie, do you have any gambling picks this week?
Yeah, the Braves. Fuck the Astros. They're a bunch of cheating fucks.
All right, so just the Braves in every game?
Every game.
Okay, Braves every Sweet. Game. Picking no. Okay, I hope that happens too. Fuck the Astros.
Fucking hate the Astros.
Drew, do you have any closing thoughts before I get back to format? Drew's getting into betting because FanDuel is legal in Connecticut. Drew's going to look at the lines, too. Go on the app. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Can you bet, like, sports, like, games on there? Like, the lines and shit?
Oh, yeah, brother. Lines, props.
Really?
Parlays. You can do everything.
Legal. So it's not like DraftKings?
No, fully legal gambling, brother.
It's a full
sports book.
I got to move to Connecticut.
Lines. Cormac, while he's doing that.
Is hockey on right now?
Have you flipped anything up?
NFL. I got it.
I'm going to go. Like, I want to say the Pats +6, but that's kind of a homer pick, and no one's going to take it seriously.
Nope.
I'm going to go with, I think, Geno Smith and the Seahawks. Yep, Geno Smith, Seahawks, Jaguars. But I'm going to go with the under in that game, under 43.5
in the
Seahawks-Jaguars.
Seahawks-Jaguars.
Okay, there we go.
Love that pick. All right, Drew, you've been perusing
lines. I do like a pick. I like the Patriots. I like the spread. It's +5 right now.
+5. That's worse than +6. But yeah.
I don't care. I think that's a good – I think the Patriots have a chance to beat the Chargers. And yeah, I think that's spread.
I think they don't have any chance to beat the Chargers. Maybe they'll cover the spread.
I don't know if you remember what happened last year, but last year they beat them by like 35 points.
The Chargers are a different team this year, brother.
Are they?
The Patriots are, worse, arguably. The Chargers are a different team. In my mind, +5 could hit.
They're definitely not worse.
I would mortgage the house that I don't own on Chargers money line.
Chargers money line?
Yeah. The spread, I don't know. Spread, Pats can cover.
Good teams win, great teams cover.
Yeah, Pats can cover. I could see that happening, absolutely. They're frisky. You know, you got Bill, but that could happen. All right. Well, gentlemen, Cormac, thank you for joining on late notice. We've struggled with guests this year. This has been huge. My only parting thoughts are, once I get to 8-0, I lock in a winning record for the year as well as a playoff spot. Yeah. Pretty much. I'm just going to give myself a guaranteed playoff spot if I get that. So everyone keep an eye out on that. That being said, does anyone else have any parting thoughts?
No, thanks for having me.
Let's have a great week, fellas.
Yes.
Fuck Mitch.
Good luck to everyone. Fuck except Mitch. And, you, Cormac, because I'm playing against you.
Peace, boys.
Adios.
Peace, guys. Love you.
Love you. Bye.